Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this, our look at Wall Street for Monday, April 12. Today, the 2021 economy needs an asterisk. Then, the Chinese bank loans jump in March. All that, and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Back in 1961, Roger Maris, the home run hitting right fielder for the New York Yankees, hit 61 round trippers for the season. This broke the previous record held by another Yankee, Babe Ruth, set 34 years before, by just one home run. But longtime baseball fans around the country called foul. Ruth, they pointed out, had accomplished his feat in a season that held just 154 games, while Maris required 162 games to accomplish his 61 home runs. So an asterisk was placed next to the Maris record, explaining that although Maris hit one more home run than Ruth, he took 8 more games to do it. Perhaps that's what we need for all of these economic reports that are hitting the marketplace right now. We are all beginning the second quarter of the year, and as you'll remember, this quarter of last year was one of the worst for our economy. It was the time when the full impact of the economic lockdown was in place. Governors across the country were requiring that their citizens stay at home and self-quarantine. The first time ever that healthy people were placed in such a quarantine. So-called non-essential businesses were told to close, and social distancing rules were put in place, severely limiting the number of customers and patrons who could occupy a certain business. In that disastrous second quarter of 2020, the nation's GDP had a compounded rate of change of a minus $9 trillion. Certainly the greatest decline since post-World War II economic records have been kept. We had simply never seen anything like this before. Measured by this compounded rate of change, the second quarter of 2020 exceeded the next decline, which happened during a brief, short economic setback way back in 1958. Well, this one exceeded that by a factor of over threefold. So you might think that a quarter that was as bad as last year's second quarter would soon be forgotten, filed away under the category of lost economic trivia. Unfortunately, that's not the case. The second quarter of 2020 is now being used as the benchmark against which all of this quarter's data is measured. So is this year's economy doing better than last year's? Last year, when Q2's compounded rate of change was a minus $9 trillion? Just a note, the economy did come back from much of the rest of that year, but still, when the numbers were all added up at the end, GDP did sustain a $0.5 trillion loss over the entire year. So it's a mighty low bar that we've set for ourselves now, perhaps the lowest ever. Just remember, as you hear these economic numbers come across your desk, yes, they may be better than 2020, but that's really not saying very much. Now, in economic news today, a very interesting report out of China last night. Remember how last week the Chinese central bank was calling for fewer loans to be made for the rest of the year? Well, perhaps this was the reason. They just announced that new loans in March came in at double the month before, at 2.7 trillion yuan in March versus 1.3 trillion in February, an indication that indeed loans were getting out of hand. Now, there are no major economic reports for us today. In earnings, a couple of companies headed in opposite directions. First, on the positive side, Signet Jewelers saw its stock rise on its quarterly results. While the real surprise today came from iRhythm Technology, a cardiac monitoring company. In pre-market trading, iRhythm Technology has fallen over 30%. Any investors in this company will want to take note. And that's our look at Wall Street for Monday, April 12. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.